It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad we're together again today. Do you see what it was that I brought with me? What I was hiding behind? You know what this is? Looks like a frame without a picture, doesn't it? I'll get some chalk and an eraser and show you. Here it is. Some people call this a slate. Some people call it a green board. Some people call it a black board. It's just a board that you write on with chalk. See? And then you erase it with an eraser. Nothing magic about it. No. The chalk that you put on here just goes on to the eraser. Like that. See? I'll write a word on here and see if you know what that word might be. Hi. Let's see if that's the word that's on picture now, all right? Oh, that's kind of crooked the way I wrote that. There. Is that the same word as that? H-I-H-E-L-L-O. Does that look the same? Let's change picture. Now does it look more like it? See there? H-I. H-I. Mm-hmm. Now I'll put it back to hello. Now how can we change this to make it look like hello? Well, the H is the same. Take the I out and put E-L-L. Now they look more alike, don't they? Hi and hello. Both greetings. Mm-hmm. Both of them greetings. I used to like to compare things like that. Well, I still do. But when I was a little boy, I'd look and see what was exactly the same and what was different. You know, I might draw a house like that. And then draw a house like this. And say, now what's the difference between those two houses? One has a doorknob, and one doesn't. See that? This house probably doesn't need a doorknob. No. There are ways that that house can open without a doorknob. I was thinking about about you and about some other friends of mine, each one of them having a name that could be written on a board like this, each one being my friend and each one being special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D. Special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. I want to show you one other thing on the slate, and then I want us to go somewhere. Yesterday, Chef Brocca told me that he was making some cakes with different neighbors' names on them. Oh, it wasn't their birthdays. It was just that he was going to have a special today with different neighbors' names on. And so I asked him, which neighbors? And he said, oh, there'll be one for a McFeely, and there'll be one for Joe Negri, and there'll be one for... Well, I wanted to show you what it might look like if there was one there for McFeely's. That says McFeely. See the little C there? McFeely. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I don't know whether it's for Betsy McFeely or for David McFeely. And there might be one there for Joe Negri. There might be one there for some other neighbors. But let's just go to see. All right? Let's go to Chef Brockett's bakery and see about these personalized cakes. Come along.
$1.35. Okay. There's Lisa's cake. It's in a box.
Hi, Chef Brockett.
Oh, hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mrs. Young? Hello, Lisa. This is a cake for Lisa.
That's right. He has her name on the front.
Oh, look at that.
This is personalized cake day.
Big cake.
Mm-hmm. She's going to have it with her brothers and sisters. Okay, Mrs. Young?
Thank you.
Hope you have a good time.
All right, bye, Lisa.
Bye.
How've you been?
Good. You know, I was just thinking, so many times when I meet children, they just don't say a word.
Well, that's probably... they're thinking something inside, and it's going on in there, but they just don't say it.
There are lovely things inside.
That's right.
Where's Mrs. Schenck?
Oh, didn't you know she's not with us for a while? Mrs. What? Schenck's going to have a baby.
Oh, did you know that?
Yeah.
Mrs. Schenck's going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd like to see that baby. Well, why isn't she working
well,
now?
Well, she could. She could be here, but she said she'd rather be at home and paint the room and do a lot of things like that, get all ready for the baby, so she did me a favor.
What?
She has a cousin, and she sent him over, and he's working out very well.
Is he here now?
Yeah. I'd like to introduce you to him, okay?
Sure.
Just a minute. Jose?
Yes, sir.
Jose, I want you to meet a friend of mine. This is Fred Rogers, Jose Cisneros.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. Nice meeting you.
Mr. Cisneros, I'm glad to meet you. So, your cousin, Mrs. Schenck's having another baby.
Yeah, she is going to have a baby, and she's very excited about it.
Oh, well, I'm glad for her. And I'm glad for you to have somebody.
Oh, he's new, and he's learning. He's really doing a good job. I'm proud of him.
Fine.
I'm glad to be here.
Did you come for a personalized cake?
Sure.
You want to stay here and take care of things, Jose?
Sure, sure.
Fine.
Where do you do it?
Back in the kitchen.
Oh, good. See you a little later, Jose.
I'll see you.
Do we have to be quiet in the kitchen?
Just until I get the cakes out of the oven, all right?
Okay. Sometimes you feel like laughing when you have to be quiet.
Shh. They smell good. It's okay.
We talk now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason I had you do this is because these are very hot and I didn't want you to burn yourself.
I see.
Now, I'm going to decorate these later.
These aren't for mine?
No, no. But what I want you to know is this is the way the one I do for you looks underneath before I put the icing on and all the trim.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, my friend and I are always interested in how things look underneath.
Mm-hmm. Now, here are two that I've already trimmed. One's for Betsy McFeely and one's for Joe Negri. Can you tell me which is which?
I can. I want my friend to take a look, a close look at these cakes. See if you know which one is for Mrs. McFeely and which one is for Joe Negri, okay? Do you remember the little C that we did for McFeely? There's the little C there. This says Betsy McFeely.
I like the way you do that.
And this is Joe Negri.
Hey.
There they are. You going to deliver them or will they come for them?
Oh, I think they'll come for them after a while, yeah. Joe's coming later. Hey, now, I'll do either one of these for you. Not these, but these ones that are already iced. Now, which one would you like, the square one or the round one?
I'd like the round one.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, Fred, it's kind of small. Now, I won't be able to get, like, Mr. Rogers on there. Maybe something...
How about my initials?
Hey, okay.
F-R.
F-R, good. And the nice thing about initials is we can make them much bigger because it's not so much to write.
Okay.
Okay? We can make the initials big. F.
F stands for Fred. Stands for Rogers.
Yeah, I like the initial cake. Maybe I'll have a special on those someday.
Mm-hmm.
I like initial cake.
F-R. Should we take it out?
Okay.
How's your
soda shop? Let's just leave it here for a minute and let it get cool. All right.
Wondered how your soda shop was doing.
Hey, great, except the other day, Joe Negri really stumped me.
What do you mean?
He came in and asked me for a purple cow.
What's a purple cow?
That's what I said. Come on, I'll show you.
You mean it's something to drink?
Right. Oh, would you watch the bakery?
Sure, room? Sure, I'll take care of
it.
Purple cow.
Right. Now, what do you know that tastes good and sweet and is purple?
Plums.
No.
What about grape?
Right. You start with some grape juice.
Grape juice.
Not that much in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what comes from cows?
Milk.
Something that's icy cold and sweet, but you use milk when you make it.
Ice cream?
That's it. Now, you put a little bit of grape juice.
Yes.
And then one scoop of ice cream.
That's a purple cow?
Not yet. Then you put some soda in it. That's a purple cow. I'll give you a little one just till we see how well you like it.
All right.
Okay? I'll give you a straw with it, too.
Mm, it smells like grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a real customer out
there,
okay?
Fine. How do you like it?
Mmm. That's really good. Good idea, purple cow.
Purple cows.
Mm. Say, Broca, we need you over here.
Okay, Jose, I'll be right there. I gotta get to work, friend.
Okay, do you have a paper cup that I could use? Because
okay.
I really need to go, too.
All right.
I'll just put this in it, and then I can take it.
Here, you want to give me the straw?
I can
do
right
you
there. Give
the straw?
Sure.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Should I leave that there?
That's fine.
Fine.
I gotta get to work. I'll see you.
I'll be over in a second.
What can I do for you?
How much is this loaf of bread?
Oh, this is 35.
Oh. That's quite an idea.
Get a bag.
Purple cow, grape juice,
you want to ring up
and ice cream.
Jose?
We'll take this on home with you. I better get my cake.
Hope you like it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll see you.
Hi, Fred.
Hello.
How much do I owe you for the cake and the purple cow?
Well, the purple cow is a gift from me, and the cake is $1.35.
I think that's the right change. $1.35.
Want to hand me a box, Jose?
Jose, have you tried this purple cow business?
No, I haven't yet.
Try it.
Tastes good.
You like it? You know what it is, just ice cream and grape juice with a little fizz.
There's the FR cake.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I'll see you, Fred.
Both of you.
I'll see you,
bye, and give my best to Mrs. Shank when
I
you
will.
See her.
Hey,
Fred, Joe.
How are you?
Great. I like your purple cow.
Oh, Chef Brockett really learned to make those in a hurry, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Your cake's ready back there.
Oh, thanks.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Fred.
It tasted good. Different kind of a combination. Did anybody ever make a cake for you that had your name on it? Maybe it's your birthday or something. It makes it seem special, doesn't it? I'll leave that in there until it's time for me to go. I think I'll just wash this out. Might be able to make something out of that someday. Why don't we call Mrs. Shank? Just like to see how she's feeling. Hello, Mrs. Shank. This is Fred Rogers calling. Well, I missed you at the bakery today and just wanted to see how you were. Well, we're very pleased about your news. Yes. But you know, it seems that it'll be a long time before we'll see you at the shop. Uh-huh. Jose. Yes, we met Jose Cisneros. He seems like a fine person. Right. Well, we hope so. Thank you very much, Mrs. Shank. Right. All right, then. Goodbye. Mrs. Shank says that after her baby comes, she will come back to the bakery and work part-time. Yeah, I'm glad for her. She's a fine person. A cheerful person, Mrs. Shank is. She usually says to me, adios. I like her. Let's have some make-believe, all right? Get the trolley. Trolley. Let's see, what should we think about in make-believe? How about a cake? Something to do with a cake. And a purple cow. Now, what will we make up about? How about a cake with the name Harriet Elizabeth Cow on it? And a pretend purple cow. Okay? All right, trolley, we're ready for some make-believe. To the neighborhood of make-believe.
There's the trolley.
Trolley.
And so I will give the cake to Lady Aberlin as soon as it's ready.
Okay, Edgar, and you will write Harriet Elizabeth Cow on top of it, won't you?
I will write Harriet Elizabeth Cow, Harriet Elizabeth Cow. Hi-ho the Harriet, Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Very good.
Hey,
Say, you sure look happy, Handy.
Well, I am, and you know why?
Why?
It's almost time to take the cake.
Take the cake? Yeah. You're a poet, Handy.
Oh, yeah, take the cake, yeah.
Meow, Harriet Elizabeth, meow.
Yeah, do you suppose she'll be surprised?
Oh, I think it's going to be a nice surprise.
Oh, great.
And Edgar's going to finish it up, and then he's going to give it to Lady Aberlin to bring over here.
Will it have the cow's name on it?
Oh, it sure will. Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Meow, 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 meow. I hold the meow, meow, meow. Harriet, a meow, meow, meow. Meow.
Very good.
Here it is, friends.
Oh, here's Lady Evelyn now.
Hey, that is a nifty galifty cake.
Welcome, Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Welcome, Harriet Elizabeth Cow. Look at all the things it has on it.
Yes, doesn't it? It's just beautiful.
Tractor and a... What are all those things there?
There's a typewriter.
Tractor.
And two cows.
Adding machine.
Yes.
Adding machine and some tractors.
There's her name. Boy, is that ever neat cake.
A neat cow.
Yeah.
Would you hold this for me, Handy? I want to go over and check and see if Daniel's coming along.
Oh, sure.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, is that a handsome looking cake.
Dad, did you knock?
Yes, I did. I'm surprised to see you here, Lady Elaine.
I can go anywhere I like. This is a free neighborhood.
Oh, sure. I just meant I thought you'd be at the museum or over at someplace else.
Why would I want to be at someplace else?
Because we're having a little welcoming party for Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Oh, so that's where everybody's gone.
Has Daniel gone, too?
I guess so. He's not at home. Nobody's at home. I can't find anybody around here. Oh, well, there's X and Henrietta and Handyman Negri. At least they're there.
Yes, they're about to go. We're taking the cake for Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
A cake?
Mm-hmm.
Cows don't eat cake.
Well, she may. Won't you come, Lady Elaine?
I think not. I have important work to do. Toot-toot.
Toot-toot.
She certainly has a lot of different talents, doesn't she?
That cow certainly does. Mm. Oh, here comes Lady Aberlin now.
Oh, good.
Daniel must be there already. Should we go?
Oh, would you like to carry the cake?
Oh, yeah, if you want me to.
Let's go, everybody.
Okay.
Meow, 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 Harriet Elizabeth, meow.
You know, I hear she's just a brilliant farmer.
She sure is. She really is.
What am I going to do? I ho the mischief, oh. What am I going to do? I'll find something inside.
Et nous voulons vous dire bienvenue, Madame Vache.
Oh, it's so kind of you all to welcome me like this.
Welcome, Harriet Elizabeth.
Welcome, Harriet Elizabeth.
How very pleasant of you. I never have known such a wonderful neighborhood. First, everyone kisses me, then they welcome me with a party.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, it is a nice place to work.
I'll say, oh, and my name's on the cake. How lovely.
What's that?
Oh, it looks like milk coming down from the sky.
How is that happening?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, golly, Ned.
Would it be your imaginary friend, Daniel?
Malcolm Apricot Jinko wouldn't do such a thing. Hey, don't I see a purple cow over there?
Where?
Over where?
Over there. Oh, now it's gone.
Daniel, are you sure you're not covering up for Malcolm?
No, I'm sure I saw a purple cow.
I never saw a purple cow. I never hoped to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'm glad that I'm a bright blue owl. Let's just take that cake inside and have the party in there. I mean, there's just milk on there, I think.
Wasn't Malcolm?
I'm really sure, Handyman. I mean, he likes Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Who doesn't like her?
Come on in, everybody. Let's have the party inside the windmill. I mean, it's better in there.
Ready? Get set. I won. I won, Trolley.
Do you think that Daniel did see a purple cow? Was it a real cow or somebody dressed up to look like one? That was a disappointment when that cake got all splattered, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, look, hello is still up on picture. I think maybe I'll change it to say hi. There it is. Now we'll just leave that up, and then tomorrow when you come here, you'll see the high sign. The high sign. Get my own cake. It's not splattered. No. Make-believe cakes don't have anything to do with real cakes. Take that home. Fish don't eat cake, but they eat a little bit of fish food. There you are, fish. I always like to just look at them the way they come to get the food. Well, we've done a lot of things together today. We've written with chalk and erased it. What else have we done? We went to Chef Brockett's bakery. Yeah. We heard about Mrs. Schenck's news. And we met her cousin, Jose Cisneros. And we had our own make-believe. Sure, we'll do more things like that tomorrow. All right? That gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. See you tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.